Lucy Martinson is the Deputy Fire Chief of Big Lakes County, and she joins us on the line today. Lucy, thank you very much for joining us. It's Fire Prevention Week this week. Comments on the fact that, please, as a little bit of an icebreaker, the fact that it is fire prevention this week.
Yep, so Fire Prevention Week was started October 8th and runs till the 14th. The point of fire prevention is to just raise awareness on some of the fire safety, and every year they have the Fire Prevention Week just to bring attention to, so you pick a different theme every year, actually, for the fire prevention.
If I'm not mistaken here, Lucy, the theme of our this year is cooking safety starts with you. How appropriate is that theme for this year?
Well, it's a big theme this year, as I would say more than half of fires start in the homes through kitchen fires and cooking fires. So this is a big one to raise awareness to.
The fact that I guess people just need to pay attention as far as being in the kitchen is concerned. I know it's very busy in the workaday world, but we're in the kitchen. How much do we need to be prepared to stay in said kitchen to keep an eye on things?
So what they say is don't leave your cooking unattended. The majority of cooking fires do start with leaving your cooking unattended, whether it be on the barbecue, on the stove, or wherever you are cooking. To stay aware of your cooking, set timers, and just make sure that you are keeping aware of what you're cooking and how long it needs to be cooked for.
With it being right around the corner from winter, and dare I say it, I apologize for the four-letter S word, having snow coming around the corner, I guess, how important is it for, especially during this week, to have residents, you know, check things like smoke alarms and CO detectors?
So what the recommendation is, to check your smoke and CO detectors, pressing the test button every month. And then the other one is to, one of the other suggestions is, whenever we have time change, to change your batteries in your smoke and CO detectors. So twice a year with your, that coincides with the time change. Just a, that's a kind of a gentle reminder.
A lot of people are living in multi-dwellings, in other words, apartment buildings or townhouses, duplexes, quadplexes, that sort of thing. How important is it in your mind to keep up with the fact that the smoke detectors need to work and the CO detectors need to work in multi-dwellings and keeping everybody aware of it?
Absolutely. So being aware of, listening for the smoke detectors, getting out when you hear a smoke detector, especially in a multi-dwelling. I know at times in our own home we hear it and it was somebody with too much smoke on the stove or something, but being aware in a multi-dwelling to get out when you hear the smoke detector and also be on top of your, lots of times even in a, an apartment building or something, on top of your building maintenance or your apartment manager to make sure that they're keeping all of those smoke detectors in working order and testing your own as well monthly.
I guess the bottom line is, just as a little bit of a wrap-up here, Lucy, how much do we need to take care, especially with winter approaching?
So a big one with winter approaching, like with, I mean, keeping with the cooking safety, always watch your pots, always be aware, keep your kids free of the space around your cooking. The other tip that I would say going into winter is make sure your chimneys are checked and that you've had a chimney inspection and you're watching even your fires that you have going in your fireplaces.
Lucy Martinson is the Deputy Fire Chief of Big Lakes County. Lucy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.